Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. And that's what you do when you sit down to meditate. I'm a meditation teacher who shares a different meditation technique every day on this podcast. And each episode is customized around our weekly theme. And our theme for this week is an important one. And I will say, it has become what seems a pretty controversial one, and that is abundance. So in today's episode, episode 676, you're going to be guided in a breathing technique, because this is a meditation for a Tuesday, and every Tuesday I share a different breathing technique. This will be a breathing technique for abundance. And as I mentioned, I'll explain a little bit why this abundance theme seems to be a little bit controversial. And that's because I've received so many responses through email messages, a few on our private Facebook page, which, by the way, you are welcome to join. It's free and it goes along with these daily meditations. So you can meet with meditators from all over the world. You can ask questions. You can participate in our weekly challenges. We are doing an abundance challenge. The challenges are based around the weekly themes. And in that weekly theme, if you want to join, by the way, just head over to Sip and Own's Facebook page, and there you can send me a message saying, hey, please add me to the private Facebook group, or you can go to my website at sipandom.com. And there, if you go to the Abundance Meditation Series, or pretty much any series on the page, then you will see a place where you can join the private Facebook group. I don't have a big button on my website saying, join our private Facebook group. So I like to honestly keep our group kind of a little more intimate, and that way people can share a little bit more. So I know that if you're really interested in this, you might have to do a little bit of work to reach out and find this group. And so if you truly want to be a part of the group, I welcome you, and you can be with us there every day. I pop in and connect with listeners. Well, I've received messages where people have told me, this is the best theme yet. These are the best meditations yet. And I've also had messages saying, this was the most difficult theme for people. Or even someone mentioned that they felt angry after listening to the very first episode, where I talk about, you know, how to use your willpower and more of an abundance mindset, something you might hear from a business coach. Because honestly, I've coached a lot of business people who need that kind of abundance mindset in order to succeed at what they're doing. Well, I just want to let you know that whatever you're experiencing as you explore this series is all good and well. But I really want to mention to you that there can be a lot of guilt and blame when you think of abundance. Because if you feel like, oh, okay, you know, I want to bring abundance into my life, what can naturally happen is you can start to compare yourself with other people. And you can get to a place where you feel like, well, okay, you know, I'm not really where I want to be at in my life, because honestly, most people feel like they can always improve in some area of their life. That's what our life journey is about. We never feel 100% satisfied, usually, with every area of our lives. Now, if you do, my hat's off to you. But for most people, I know that it's a journey where you constantly want to work on something and focus on something, even just to learn and to get more out of life. Well, if you feel like you're not satisfied with yourself and you're not really sure how to reach that level of abundance because you feel like there's something holding you back or you need something to get there. And you might even think as you compare yourself with others, well, they're there because they had all this extra help, or they're in a location where it's just easier to do that. I know, because I think these same thoughts as well. But what I really want you to focus on is not so much about trying to become better than someone else or to even step up to where someone else already is. I want you to go with where you are right now. Abundance, the definition, as I mentioned in yesterday's meditation series, which was all about an affirmation for abundance. In that episode, I shared the actual definition of abundance is where you have a lot, a large volume of something. Maybe you have a lot of enthusiasm. Maybe you have a lot of awareness, even if that awareness sometimes doesn't take you in a positive thought mode. Just notice what you have abundance of and then start to work with it. So you're not trying to get to a certain point as much as you are trying to maximize what you already have. And with that, I will mention something else. So I like to mention a personal story or example when I notice that listeners are kind of struggling with a topic. So with abundance, I'll share an example from my own life. So sometimes I get a message from a listener, or they'll leave a comment on the podcast, on SoundCloud, or on the website, wherever it may be, and they'll say, you know, Mary, I heard some background noise. Recently, I had some microphone buzzing background noise. That was a little irritating because it lasted throughout the entire episode. Or they'll hear my dog, who often sits next to me, and his collar will make a noise. I don't even hear it. I'm surprised. Many of you have amazing hearing. Or they'll hear even birds chirping if I record outside, which I often do, or my wind chimes. And they'll say that bothers them. Could I please go into a room that is soundproof and make these episodes? And my response is always, absolutely not, because I'm going with what I have right now. My podcast is all about showing you how you can make meditation happen in your life without being perfect, without being a guru, without having to study in-depth meditation philosophies or principles, without having to delve into any scientific research. Now, I share all those things with you. I share research and different philosophies, but the whole point of this daily podcast is that I do it every day. I edit it myself. If I say, I mistakenly say a word, I just leave it in there because this is not about being perfect. This is about showing you, and I hope to inspire you by my own imperfection, that, okay, here's this person doing a daily meditation podcast, and she has things going on around her, but yet she's still focusing and meditating and sharing these techniques and customizing them around a particular theme. So this is for you to allow yourself to just show up as you are. No expectations. Just sit down and make it happen for yourself. It's not always going to be perfect. If you purchase a product from me, a recorded meditation, now I am a little bit anal about those. And I, you know, really put my all into it to make sure that it's very seamless and there's no background sound. But this is a meditation podcast for me to just show you how I am in my day-to-day life. And I hope that you can relate to me because I'm not that much different from you. So this is how I want you to approach abundance. I want you to realize that you have within you a lot of abundance already, and I want you to maximize and capitalize on that and go for it. Just show up wherever you can, whatever you enjoy doing. You know that you have a strength in that area. You might not be perfect, but you know that you wouldn't mind pursuing this and you'd enjoy it. Or you could show up doing this or that, or you could improve your life in some area. So I want you to think about that when you do this abundance meditation series. So with that, I want to now guide you into today's meditation. And before we sit down and really focus on this meditation, I want you to come up with one area, just one area of your life. I know there are so many, but just think of one area where you feel in your bones that you have a lot of abundance in this area of your life. Maybe you're really fit. Maybe you're an awesome organizer. Maybe you're a fantastic parent or friend. And I want you to honor that part of yourself. And I want you to stretch it out. I want you to expand yourself and become more of that. And honor yourself for that. That's what this abundance meditation series is all about. So now, go ahead and start to relax the different areas of your body where you're likely to hold tension. Sit up straight, relax your spine, close your eyes gently, and keep them slightly elevated as they're uplifted. This keeps your thoughts uplifted. Relax your jaw and your face. Soften your throat. Relax your neck and your shoulders. Relax your chest and your arms. Relax your hands. Rest them in your lap with your palms upward or downward, whatever feels best for you. You can hold them in a mudra. And if you don't know what a mudra is, don't even worry about it. I'll share one with you tomorrow. Relax your hips and your thighs. Soften your knees. Relax your calves and your feet. Now notice where you may be holding tension in your body and just breathe into it. Feel it expand. And maybe it's tough for you to do this, and that's okay. Just notice it's there and know you're transitioning. Yourself to go at your own pace. Now notice your breath. Not forcing it in any way, just allowing yourself to naturally breathe, and you will naturally become calmer. Your own pace. Sometimes it can take a little longer than other times. Just go with how you're feeling right now. Meditation is not being this perfectly calm person. It's about showing up and honoring where you are in your life at this moment in time and noticing and becoming aware through your day, how you respond to stress, and then you start to be able to manage yourself, and you start to notice stress triggers. You start to be able to process them better. As you notice your breath, notice the air flow in and out, and just be conscious of your breath. This is your energy. Your breath reveals to you the kind of state or the kind of mood you're in. Just notice your breath and allow it. Allow yourself to breathe naturally with how you're feeling right now. Now, the breathing technique you're going to do today, I call the abundance breath. And I want to combine it with the affirmation this week. I embrace the abundance within me. I embrace the abundance within me. So I want you to visualize an area where you know you are abundant. You have abundance in your life. Maybe it's a quality you have. Maybe it's a friendship or a relationship you have. Maybe it's your health. Whatever it is, it could be something that you don't really exhibit too much, but you know you have this in abundance. Focus on this, and as you inhale, embrace it. Feel yourself expand. And then as you exhale, let go of any comparisons, any self-doubt or fear of you being exactly who you are, exactly the way you are. Sit up straight, relax your jaw, your stomach, your hips, your thighs. Eyes uplifted. Inhale through your nose. Mentally repeat, I embrace abundance within me and embrace your most abundant qualities. This is you. This is all of you. And as you exhale, let go of comparisons, of fear, of self-doubt. Just let it go. And inhale through your nose, feeling yourself expand, eyes gently upward, carrying your breath inward and upward, expanding with you and all your abundance, all the qualities that you already have, expand them outward. And hold that pause between the inhale and exhale. And when it feels right, let go of comparisons, of self-doubt, of fear, let it go. Again, inhale through your nose. You and all your abundance, all you are. Believe in your abundance. Know you make a difference. As you pause between the inhale and exhale, feel your personal abundant qualities expand. Exhale when it feels right through your nose, feeling yourself calm and confident and sure of yourself. Continue meditating enjoying these beautiful sensations you've created for yourself. And as always, remember, you are so worth slowing down for.